Our daughter-in-law got our then baby granddaughter off to a great start every day. In fact, if you're any way related to one of Snow White's seven dwarfs, like Grumpy in particular, or even negative old Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh, oh, the baby girl could have helped you. Each morning, her mother would sit our little darling in her lap and say, "Honey, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." After which, she raised the baby's hands above her head and shook them as Mama said, "Yay!" Oh, it's so cute. But what about that day when this little girl was throwing up about every 15 minutes? Yeah. That actually happened once when they were visiting us. It was so sad to watch it. I mean, she had this troubled look on this little face, followed by a fountain of gross stuff erupting from her little mouth. Oh, Mom said, "Honey, even this day is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." And before Mom could grab baby's hands, this time she raised one hand all by herself as Mommy said, "Yay!" I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how to always have a good day. You've probably guessed by now what our word for today from the Word of God might be. It's Psalm 118, verse 24. Say it with me if you know it. "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Great verse, and the best possible perspective to make every day a good day, because every day is a God day, a day designed by God for you before you were born. David said, "O Lord, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." So does that mean every day is going to be a day you love and enjoy? Silly question. God knows that the recipe for our days needs to include a balance of ingredients, some sweet, some sour. Some of the greatest times I've ever had with God, most of the strength and most of the character God has developed in me, well, it's come from the hardest times in my life. A hunk of coal becomes a diamond because of heat and pressure. A lump of clay becomes valuable pottery through being poked and prodded and cooked. Muscles develop by having to lift something heavier than they've ever lifted before. No, a day the Lord has made doesn't mean it won't have pain, loss, pressure in it sometimes. But the rejoicing in your day comes from knowing that this day is part of the plan, the grand plan of a Heavenly Father who knows exactly what I need, knows exactly when I need it. During seasons when the income for our ministry has left us very vulnerable, you just hope each day that this day's giving may make a big difference. But you know what? It just turns out to be another day where the total is fairly meager. Well, on days like that, our bookkeeper, who has to deal with all of the bills, has often said to me, after reporting some disappointing number, "Another day to trust him." Exactly. You can rejoice every day because it's another day to trust him. It's another day to serve him. Wherever God puts you today, that's a divine assignment, putting you in a position to show that you have a God who loves you and sustains you no matter what. And every day's another day to praise him. Maybe your lens has just been trained on the problems and the burdens. You need to get your wide-angle lens on and look at the blessings that are all over your life. David said, "Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance." On any given day, if you're looking for God sightings, there's always something to praise him for, and there's always something to trust him for. So in the waking moments of your day, remind yourself out loud that day, "This is the day the Lord has made." Not your finances, not the weather, not your feelings, not your kids, not your circumstances, the Lord.